welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Davidson Yukioki, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Davidson.
Thanks for having me.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its crop report Thursday for the period from May 19th to 25th. What have we seen happening across Saskatchewan over the past week, and at what stage is planting now?
So as a result of the extended warm periods, we've had seeding rate has significantly improved. We're up 52% right now, which is a good sign. However, we need to still note that we are slightly behind the 5-year and the 10-year averages of 74 and 77 respectively. However, the resilience of Saskatchewan growers is showing, and guys are on the field doing what they need to do. So we're moving forward.
What has gone in and where? How does that compare with what a typical year would see? And what are we seeing in terms of variability across the province?
So right now, the policies lead the way in terms of seeding, with lentils and field peas being 77 and 76% respectively. Coming really closely behind that, we have durum, which is currently at 74%. So the large acre crops are doing pretty well. The oil seeds are understandably slightly behind. We have canola and mustard. Mustard is leading the way right now at 56%, and canola is just at 38%. Flax is also there in the mix at 34%. A point of note for other cereals, spring wheat and barley at 50% right now, 52 and 50% right now. Trick here is at 45%. Canary slightly behind, and oats is also in the mix for this year.
How has the weather been cooperating to this point?
So it depends on the region you are in terms of weather. Some have it really dry, some have it slightly dry, some have it a little bit too moist. In the course of last week, we had certain areas that had significant amount of rainfall, up to 60 millimeters in rainfall. And some are still hoping for some rainfall. Give or take, the prevailing weather hasn't had any negative effect or significant negative effect on the crop soil, on the topsoil moisture. The crop soil moisture is at 70% adequate right now, which is a good sign for this time of the year. Hayland is at 70%, while pasture is just a little behind at 68%, which are all good indicators. This helps in crop development, emergence, and establishment.
What are the expectations over the upcoming week?
With a dry spell going across the prairie provinces, we expect that the seeding numbers will go up significantly. This time next week, we should be significantly higher. Most of the individuals that are still behind is just because they don't currently have 100% access to their fields. But this time next week, all that will be over, and we should be significantly higher in terms of seeding progress. However, individuals are right now, especially in the southwest, hoping for some rain.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Okay, I'm just going to add a point of safety for everyone. Please, road users, be wary of heavy-duty equipment being moved at this time. Growers are busy moving equipment from field to field. Please don't be in a hurry to try and overtake. And also for the growers, please use caution when you drive these equipment on the field. And also a point of note, as individuals, as growers will be beginning in-crop herbicide application, please treat these herbicides as be cautious when you use this herbicide. Use the required PPE when you're mixing herbicides.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Our guest has been Davidson Yukioke, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.